Nolte, Alyssa Milano still admires Biden after credible sex assault allegation. By John Nolte on April 30, 2020. In an era where you might be thinking it's impossible for morally vacuous celebrities to shock you anymore, actress and hashtag MeToo activist Alyssa Milano says she still supports and admires presumptive Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden, despite 8 credible accusations of misconduct, including one increasingly credible allegation of a full-blown sexual assault. Yes, the same Alyssa Milano who launched a screaming jihad against then-Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who was so obsessed with annihilating Kavanaugh she positioned herself to be seen on TV sitting behind him during his confirmation battle, wrote a lengthy op-ed Wednesday for the far-left Deadline to rationalize her continued support and admiration for Biden. "I still support Joe Biden because I believe that's the best choice for that future. And again, it is not up to women to absolve perpetrators," she writes, as though anyone is asking her to do anything other than honor her own stated hashtag MeToo principles. "The allegations against Joe Biden concern me, deeply. He's a man I know, respect, and admire, and who I can't picture doing any of the things of which he's accused. But I've thought that before, and been wrong," she adds, as though that somehow proves she's not a raging hypocrite who's siding against an alleged victim she's victimizing all over again. Incredibly, even though Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford's accusations against Kavanaugh have been thoroughly debunked and exposed as ludicrous lies by, among others, Blasey Ford's own witnesses, Milano still portrays Blasey Ford as credible while gushing over a Joe Biden who is facing no less than 8 accusations of misconduct. "Did I mention there are 8 women accusing Biden of inappropriate behavior? 8. As in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In the most grotesque way imaginable, it's been fascinating watching Milano shift her rapey goalposts to justify her support for Biden. Get this. In April of 2019, after Democrat Lucy Flores came forward to accuse Biden of touching and kissing her inappropriately, Milano defended her Biden support with the claim that while she still believes women, you can't conflate the violent criminal sexual assault described by Dr. Ford and an uncomfortable invasion of personal space and boundaries described by Flores. These two things aren't the same no matter how hard your network tries to spin it. Okay. Fair enough. But now we do have an allegation of a violent criminal sexual assault. A credible allegation. And here's Milano still gushing over her admiration and support for Biden. Still siding with the alleged finger rapist over a credible victim. Tara Reid claims Biden shoved his hands up her skirt and his fingers into her vagina in 1993. She further claims she was fired by the then-powerful U.S. senator for filing a complaint about the incident. No fewer than 5 contemporaneous witnesses have come forward to say Reid told them about the incident at or near the time. What's more, Reid's now-deceased mother was so distraught over her daughter's problems with a prominent senator, she called into a 1993 broadcast of CNN's Larry King Live looking for advice. "We know this because we have the videotape. A videotape someone other than the corrupt CNN had to dig up. Finally, we have Biden behaving like the guiltiest man imaginable. He's in hiding. He has yet to personally profess his innocence, probably out of fear Reid will sue him for libel. He has a long history of touching women and children inappropriately in public. We have the videotape, lots and lots of videotape. He has already been caught telling his campaign surrogates to lie on his behalf. And he refuses to order the release of his Senate papers from the University of Delaware, papers that could prove Reid filed an official complaint. In short, Biden is acting like a man with everything to hide. Meanwhile, Reid is acting like a victim with nothing to hide. She's made herself ridiculously available to a corrupt media that chooses to ignore and demean her. She has invited investigative reporters to dig into her story. She filed a police report under penalty of prison. And she wants Biden's Senate papers opened up." Compare Reid to Milano's precious Blasey Ford, who hid behind her lawyers, was caught lying on multiple occasions, had her own witnesses rebut her, and could not even prove she knew or so much as met Brett Kavanaugh. And now we come to my favorite part of Milano's self-immolation, where she leaves the door open to continue to support and admire Biden even if he confesses to the assault. "Now, nobody's asked me," Milano writes, "but if Biden did, I'd advise him to face the allegation head-on. Answer every question, and admit any wrongdoing. And to be the example for all men who face these kinds of accusations, whether founded or not. So if Rapey Joe fesses up to assaulting and firing a subordinate, Milano will parade him around as a good example. The only thing Milano cares about less than abused women is her own credibility. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.